So this is just the splitting of oysters for our shop and restaurant for the weekend. So these kind gentlemen come in and open the oysters, get them ready for sale, and then my wife Lisa basically gets them packed ready for the shop and the restaurant. This is my wife Lisa and my daughter Indy. That's a very much a family affair. What we're hoping to do is buy enough spat from that's been challenged from hatcheries, and then that will allow us to hopefully have stock that will survive the next wave. So we have our inherent stock that we had remaining. We have the stock that we're buying from hatcheries that has been challenged by POMS. And then we have stock that we have to purchase that is perceived to be resistant. My thoughts are that regardless of the outcomes that are going to be achieved in the next 12 to 24 months, we have to try to get through it by sheer weight of numbers. So working with the hatcheries here in Tasmania, we're hoping to buy potentially four or five times as much as what we normally would. Whether that strategy will be proved correct or not, I'm a little bit unsure. But from what I've experienced in the last 6 months, you do get some survival, so perhaps it may be a numbers game. The breeding program will take possibly another 2 to 3 years before we see how our environment deals with perceived resistant stock, and then conversely what sort of survival we get from very small stock.
When POMS first hit you, what did it look like?
When we first were confirmed, POMS was 1st of February, and I remember bringing all the guys in and obviously explaining what it meant and what the potential future outlook could be. And it was incredibly challenging because a lot of my staff have been with me for 5 years. So that was a very difficult conversation. And so on one level, you've obviously got the care and the loyalty to your staff. And then on the other equation, you're looking at your own mortality associated with your business. Would it survive? Would it survive the coming years? Would you have an oyster to sell? So in Pittwater, there's two growing areas, and the area below us got it first, and then it took 12 days to move from there to where we are up here. So it was an incredibly difficult time going out on the water every day, thinking that the oysters would be all dead and going out there, and they weren't. And then all of a sudden it changed in the space of probably 12 hours. So you saw all your stock or a percentage of your stock basically opening in the water, and you could hear them that they weren't retaining their water anymore, and you knew that the outcome within 2 to 3 days was there would be significant mortalities through your stock levels.
Studies in Europe and a few in New South Wales have shown that environmental aspects such as rising water temperatures have something to play with kind of activating the virus. How does that come into your daily operations? How do you plan around that? How's that changing things?
Unfortunately, we can't control the weather and particularly the temperature. We still don't know. We know that the temperature is thresholds obviously bring POMS into the environment, but we don't know whether there's other vectors and other issues that basically have to come into play for things to occur. So we're still in that really challenging unknown issues where we just don't know what's going to occur. But we do know for a fact that it's here to stay and it won't go away. It just depends on whether those same circumstances prevail again and whether it's consistent or whether it's ad hoc. We have many different temperature probes out in the water basically giving us readings. There are some studies that potentially may shed some light for the future, but the coming 12 months will be very much trial and error, unfortunately.
So for you guys, it's not going to be a case of trying to get your oysters out of the water, for instance, before those temperatures start rising?
Definitely on the mature side of things. So the ones that are of a size that we can sell, that definitely is a strategy that will be put in place. So we're anticipating the first wave of POMS to occur somewhere between October and November, which has a number of difficulties because our greatest selling season is December. Then we will have to try to somehow protect our smaller stock. and how we're going to do that, we're not sure, because without those, we don't have oysters to sell next year. It's a two-year cycle here in Tasmania, so they've got to go through two waves of POMs, potentially.
And that smaller junior stock, they're essentially the most susceptible to the disease as well.
Yeah, so that's the catch-22. So we're aiming to buy a lot more, but at the same time, they're a lot smaller than what we normally would use. And so we don't know what impact that will have on the survival. When you've got a finite amount of stock, potentially only a third of what you had before, they become incredibly, incredibly precious. And I guess that's why you may see some pressure on price in the coming years, because I would estimate that there would be only maybe 30% of oysters available this next season as opposed to last year. So it would be somewhere between 60 and 70% that won't be in the marketplace, which will obviously, coming into summer, that will cause a lot of issues with supply.